This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Delay of game, offense, 5-yard penalty. It's still first down. And it's Panthers Insider, and I'm Pat Bostic. Getting underway here just a little bit behind this morning on a cold Saturday morning here in the Berg. Here with you for the next hour, as I am every Saturday, 8 to 9, on the flagship for the University of Pittsburgh, 93.7 The Fan, Panthers Insider, your source for the best Pitt insight. Going to take your calls all show long today, 412-928-9370. Let's review this Pitt regular season. We obviously have another game to go, a bowl game to be determined. We'll find out the bowl destination tomorrow afternoon into the evening. At some point, we can hypothesize today as to where the Panthers may play that final game, who they may play against, and obviously who will be playing for the Panthers, as this is obviously an interesting time of year with NFL draft decisions, the transfer portal opening on January 2nd. It's a confluence of a lot of seasons, right? Recruiting, Pitt signed 21 prospects this week. We'll review that class. Talk a lot of Pitt football today. We also need to talk some Pitt volleyball. They're still in the thick of a postseason run. And advanced to the second round. Well, they'll take on Michigan tonight at the Peterson Event Center at 7 o'clock. Looking to advance to a regional. And obviously inch their way closer to what would be a fifth straight Final Four appearance. Pretty impressive. And they're right in the thick of it with what figures to be the National Player of the Year in Olivia Babcock, the ACC Defensive Player of the Year in Bree Kelly, and we're co-ACC champions once again. So a lot to get into today. Again, I want to hear from you, 412-928-9370. Pitt basketball plays on Sunday. They'll take on Hofstra at the Peterson Event Center. That's a 4 o'clock tip-off. I don't often do this, but I want to give a shout-out to ASM Legends, the Peterson Event Center crew. You know, when you have an arena that, or an event center that hosts multiple events, Dustin Gray, Katie Stump, John Abrams, that are on the staff at Pitt that have to shuffle all these different events, whether it's a concert midweek and a basketball game on the weekend, or in this case, you think about the logistics, you've got a multi-purpose volleyball floor that has been put in for the NCAA tournament, which Pitt is obviously hosting. Big match tonight against Michigan to advance. Overnight, you got to take that thing off. You got to recalibrate. You got to get the signage ready to go. The marketing folks need to get in there and get ready to go for a basketball game tomorrow evening. So there's a lot of people burning the candle at both ends as we head into the holiday season coming off Thanksgiving, and I wanted to shout them out because we often take them for granted. If you're going to the volleyball match tonight and then you're going to the basketball game tomorrow, it's like, whoa, yeah, this arena looks a little bit different today. It takes a lot of work to do that. Let's take a look at the NC2A volleyball tournament bracket. Panthers, obviously a number one seed. They took care of business last night against UMBC and are in their second round matchup, will be against Michigan tonight, a Big Ten opponent. I think Michigan went 11-9 in the Big Ten this year, but they took care of the eighth seeded Xavier team last night, 3-0 in the match prior to Pitt's against UMBC. Pitt swept UMBC in three sets. And the bracket, you know, the Panthers region sets up good. I mean, SMU is the second seed. Florida advanced. They'll take on SMU. Purdue has already advanced into the third round matchup. Well, they'll take on the winner of SMU and Florida, which will be played today at 8 o'clock. So there's volleyball wall-to-wall in addition to conference championships today in football. And then the Panthers will, if they're able to take care of the Wolverines of Michigan, they'll take on the winner of Minnesota-Ohio State, which is another 8 o'clock first serve tonight. So Pitt will have an idea of its path. In all likelihood, they're heading towards an opportunity in the quarterfinals to take on the winner of Purdue and SMU, if they're able to take care of business in these next two rounds. Panthers, obviously, the first seed in their region. Kentucky, the first seed in theirs. Texas, and then obviously Nebraska. Pitt ranked inside the top five virtually all season long. And I can't emphasize enough what this team endured early in the season. Obviously, it was an unusual start for Pitt. They got right into it with big time matchups right away. Dan Fisher taking his, you know, reigning Final Four team, which lost some really good players, Rachel Fairbanks most notably, and gets right into the thick of it with a big time matchup against Nebraska, which the Panthers were handled in that one 3-1. Then they lose to Florida. And then they pick up a couple rank wins against TCU and Arizona State, start to get their footing. But there were stumbles along the way this season, including a loss at Miami, a loss to Stanford, but then rallied towards the back half of the season to get a share of that ACC championship, including a dominant win over Louisville, who've been a thorn in their side, particularly in the postseason, going back to last year. And here we are again. And you can't take it for granted what Dan Fisher's done at Pitt, what he's done with this volleyball program, positioning them to be a national contender year in and year out. And we get to watch it again here as we head up to the holidays. So best of luck to the women tonight against Michigan. And we'll keep following it again. They'll be back next weekend at the Peterson Event Center if they're able to take care of business tonight against the Wolverines. So I said I wanted to talk some Pitt football today. And here's the prompt I'll throw out. Was 2025 a successful season in your eye for the Panthers? Sitting at 8-4, within a game of playing in Charlotte tonight, Virginia and Duke will play for the ACC championship today. We can argue until the cows come home about Duke's worthiness of being in that game, but they're there taking on the Cavaliers. Tony Elliott, the coach of the year in the ACC, has his team poised to win an ACC championship and go to the college football playoff. But Pitt, 8-4, freshman quarterback, freshman tailback, no Desmond Reed for the majority of the year, a chance to notch a ninth win, coming off a season where they started 7-0 and lost six straight. Was 2025 a successful season? For sure, it left you wanting more. And then we'll talk about maybe what needs to be addressed going into 2026. We'll look ahead a little bit because I think two of the last three games painted a pretty clear picture of what the Panthers need to do to compete with the big boys in the ACC and overall and make a run at a playoff to construct the type of team that a Texas Tech or Indiana, non-traditional, non-power schools that have wiggled their way into prominence and dominated their leagues. Texas Tech takes on BYU in the Big 12 championship today. Indiana takes on Ohio State in the Big 10 championship, a battle of number one and number two. Georgia-Alabama today in the SEC title game, and then the aforementioned Virginia-Duke matchup in the ACC championship. Let's talk about this 2025 season. I want your thoughts. 412-928-9370. More Panthers Insider after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back to Panthers Insider. Pat Bostic with you every Saturday from 8 to 9. Joel Nelson behind the glass. One of Odyssey's employees of the month. Should be the employee of the month every month, Joel. You've got a great disposition. You're a worker.
I appreciate that, Pat. Thank you.
You do a great job with your fan headlines. He's a good man. He's a gentleman. And he's a great value here to us at Odyssey Pittsburgh. A lot going on in the Pitt world, in college football, college volleyball, college basketball. I'm fired up for next weekend. Quick view into my life, in case you care. Going to Philly, Pitt takes on Villanova at the Pavilion in basketball next Saturday. And then I'm going to jet up to New York City. Larry Fitzgerald, ironically, is being given a humanitarian award, which he deserves. That's not ironic, by the Heisman Trust. despite getting snubbed by Jason White for the Heisman in 2003. But looking forward to seeing Fitz and celebrating him. He obviously is represents the best in the University of Pittsburgh, and looking forward to seeing him. So a big weekend next weekend. And obviously Pitt Volleyball looks to advance and continue to host as they press through the NCAA tournament. Again, a number one seed hosting in Pittsburgh. Awesome stuff. These first and second rounds they could host, they obviously would have a regional as well at the Pete next week if they're able to take care of Michigan tonight. So a lot going on there. I said I wanted to talk Pitt football and college football, and this time of year is busy. It's chaotic. It's uncertain. It's different this year. Last year, the portal opened just maybe around next week after the championship games. You had the Bo Prabula story at Penn State. You know, a playoff team, their quarterback was forced to, their backup quarterback, who frankly is a pretty good player, was forced to go into the portal to find his new home where he would be the starter, which ended up being Missouri. And it ended up hurting Penn State because I think he would have helped them against Notre Dame to potentially advance to the national title game. This year it's backed up to January 2nd. So Pitt will go through its off-season work here, get final exams done, get ready for their bowl game, which we'll find out tomorrow. We'll talk about that and assess where they're at. And my prompt prior to the break was this a successful season for Pitt football? 8-4 with a chance to win 9. 9 hasn't happened a whole lot around these parts. And we can discuss what could have been. And I think Sabu from Beaver Falls wants to talk about a big component of what could have been, which was the Louisville game. Sabu, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Pat?
I'm great, man.
Yeah, just the Louisville game, that was a game. That game and I think the West Virginia game, those are two games, I think, looking back. Those games, they should have won those games, I felt. If they beat Louisville, it changes the season. I mean, even, you know, the loss to Miami and Notre Dame, it changes the season completely.
Yeah.
And just looking at the season as a whole, I mean, I think you would agree with me. I think the biggest thing that I saw watching these games for next year, they got to get better up front. Oh, yeah. Offensive. I mean, their offensive line, I mean, pass protection, it was bad at times. It was horrible. It just seemed like Heinchel was running for his life a lot.
Yep.
And, you know, that was the biggest thing I saw. I saw too, like penalties. A lot of stretches in the games were just penalties after penalties, unsportsmanlike stuff. Especially we saw last week. It just that stuff needs to be. You know, if you're going to get into the playoff, you can't have stuff like that going on. And you talked about it during the radio broadcast during these games. I mean, it's just. The penalties, they did. They killed them during the season, the stretches. I mean, so.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I appreciate the call. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the Louisville game in particular, you know, the West Virginia game is, you know, takes on a life of its own. Obviously, they didn't have a great year. Plucked off a couple wins after that, but weren't competitive in the Big 12. Signed, what, 49 recruits did West Virginia. Where Rich Rodriguez is looking to kind of overhaul that thing. And you can't do that in 1 year. Took a lot of transfers last year, this year, a lot of freshmen coming in. But taking a look at Pitt's season, I mean, I'm just going to go through game by game. I mean, obviously Duquesne and Central Michigan were games you should win. West Virginia, you have a 10-point lead in that game in the third quarter. You go to overtime and lose. Louisville, you have a 17-0 lead in the game. Lose, and you're 2-2, and you're staring a rough season right down the barrel. I mean, you're sitting here on what's the date after the Louisville game? September 28th on a Sunday. You got Boston College coming up that you don't really know who they are at that point. They've been competitive. You got Dylan Lonergan, the Alabama transfer there. They beat you the year before pretty handily at the end of the season. You know, Bill O'Brien. Then you got Florida State and Tallahassee, which looks like an easier win in hindsight But looking ahead at that point, you got to figure that's going to be a buzzsaw. Got to go to the Dome at Syracuse. Didn't know who they were at that point. Obviously, they had lost Angeli. NC State's always tough. Go to Stanford, unpredictable. And then you have the three-game stretch at the end of the season. So even if you split those games, your path to a bowl is a tough road to hoe. But you make a decision at that point to bench Eli Holstein and play Mason Heichel. Had you not lost those two games, I can say with a great deal of confidence, just having been in the building, having been around coordinators and head coaches, when you build your team, you put your offseason together, when you commit resources now in this world to a player like an Eli Holstein, if you're sitting there at 4-0 or 3-1, you probably don't make that decision and give Mason Heichel the opportunity to get started against Boston College the way he did. And then, and we could talk about the penalties and the discipline and all those things. And then you proceed, and I'm trying to paint this picture of glass half full, but what's still left to be filled. You beat Boston College 48-7. Larger margin of victory than your game against Central Michigan. You beat Florida State on the road. They're ranked at the time. They're coming off a loss to Miami. So you beat Boston College by double digits. Syracuse, 30-13, double digits. You beat NC State by 21 points, double digits. You beat Stanford 35-20 by double digits. Notre Dame, you get taken care of pretty easily. They beat you 37-15. You beat a ranked ACC championship-bound Georgia Tech team handily, 42-28. Game was in peril at times, but you took care of business. So five of your six wins towards the end of the season to get to eight, you win by double digits in conference. Win six conference games. So to those of you out there that are saying, oh, they could have been 6-6, not really. I mean, show me what game was in jeopardy other than Georgia Tech. Florida State, maybe. That's the only one. So 7-5. But your quarterback and star All-American, all-purpose back, who that was basically his shining moment of the season, were terrific in that game, and your defense was opportunistic. If anything, you look back to the West Virginia and Louisville game and say, man, we let that get away. But if I'd have told you, someone approached me, I don't know if it was at the grocery store or a restaurant or something, which game would you want back, West Virginia or Louisville? I'd take Louisville back. West Virginia can have it. I'd take Louisville back because of the conference implications. The only thing I might have done differently in that game if I'm Pat Narduzzi is just put Heinchel in at the end of the game when you made the decision. They went with Cole Gonzalez to try to claw back and win that game. But you lose those two games and find Mason Heinchel in the process and put him in and insert him in the lineup and turn the page to a new chapter that has a lot of potential. And then there's Miami and Notre Dame. So we've settled that, right? Louisville and West Virginia, as disappointing as they are to look back upon, were key components to a decision that was made to play a quarterback that everyone believed in but just didn't know when he was going to get his chance. And you put him in, and obviously we know what happened. And then you see the levels to it, and you play Miami, and you play Notre Dame, and it's blatantly obvious. There's a talent discrepancy, and there always has been. Miami and Notre Dame get the best of the best. But games are often the tenor of a game, the accumulation component, the attrition component of a football game starts up front. And the Panthers were undermanned on both lines in these games. And that's what you need to address, obviously, this offseason. Let's go to Russ in Mount Lebanon, my guy. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. You know, I'm a glass half empty kind of guy, but I want to talk about something else. I'm they did what I thought they'd do. I mean, what I thought they did is better than I thought expected to do. I'll give them that. My issue, Pat, and it's an issue you could help address or the AD could help address, it's the Pitt alumni. I mean, that Miami game, it was a big game. The crowd, I know that the students weren't there, but the crowd was not where it should be for a game like that on a Thanksgiving weekend. And the whole thing, Pitt alumni just don't support anything. I mean, I didn't go to Pitt, but I went to the Louisville volleyball game. I see a couple volleyball games a year. I had a Pitt wrestling season ticket for a while. That's another story. But anyway, to put it in perspective, my daughter is a Penn State grad. Her husband's a Penn State grad. They live at Hershey. They're driving tomorrow, like 2 hours, to go see Penn State wrestle. They see Penn State wrestle maybe 3 or 4 times a year. I mean, they're alumni that, and I have family who are Pitt alumni, and they have no interest in going to see any Pitt sports. It's with young kids. You have to get the alumni somehow motivated, and it starts by winning games.
Yeah.
I mean, people get excited about, okay, they're going to play Notre Dame, and they play terrible. And then they play Miami, and they play terrible. So the people that maybe have some interest going, that interest dies, and you're in a bad situation here because you got the Steelers, and they just take the air out of everything. So you have to be able to get your alumni to these games. Like I said, I'm not an alumni, but I go to these events and make an effort to go. The alumni got to get more involved.
I agree with you, Russ, and I appreciate the call. And I'll address that. I always appreciate hearing from you. I've long thought this. And this is just facts. It's my opinion, but it's. Please argue with me if you feel differently. And Joel, you can tally this one. I know you're a Nittany Lion guy, but two things, right? I mean, Pitt for the longest time was a commuter school. It was a school that locals went to and commuted to. It did not have the academic prestige always that it has now. Really unprecedented levels of academic prestige. It's the talent, the student body is comprised of a lot of different areas now of our country and our world. It wasn't always like that. Secondly, a lot of people that go to Pitt live in Pittsburgh. You know, you said your daughter, Russ, lives in Hershey. Well, they have to plan to go to State College. If Joel wants to go to State College, you can't just on a whim say, I'm going. You got to plan around it. You can decide to go to a Pitt game on Saturday at 10 a.m. because it's right down the street. So the novelty of it is different. In my opinion, the novelty of it is different. And we have to create experiences that are different. And that's the challenge. You'll hear that from Alan Green and his team, right, of differentiating the Pitt experience in Pittsburgh, but overall, and creating value for our students now and our younger alums that will be the fans, the season ticket holders, the donors of the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years that are memorable. And I tell you, what gives me great optimism is how that student section's looked the last 5 years. I mean, they are as engaged as they've ever been. I used to say when I was in school, man, if we could get the Oakland Zoo to be the Panther Pit, it would be something. And they've done that. It's been terrific. The other thing I would say is this. You know, a good crowd for a Pitt game at Acrisure Stadium, which has been a terrific partner for Pitt, regardless of what you think about old Pitt Stadium and those things, we can wax nostalgic all day. The 68,000 is too big. If you were constructing a stadium from the ground for Pitt, it's too big. And it creates a very difficult standard to rise to. We got a bunch of callers chiming in. Sean wants to counter my point. We'll let Sean chime in. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm well. I agree
in parts with your point. But my issue is you're really talking economies of scale when it comes to the stadium piece. You remember back when we were at Pitt Stadium in the 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s, et cetera? We weren't filling that stadium either.
Agreed.
That's the problem. It's a product base. We haven't had a good product since the early 80s, with the exception of the Kenny Pickett run. The issue isn't stadium. The issue isn't alumni support. You need to put a better product on the field if you want these support. I'm going to pause, hang up, and listen to your counter.
Yeah, no, I'm going to ask you one question, Sean. Oh, he's hanging up. It is economies of scale. It always has been an issue for Pitt. Pitt's in a pro city. It's a challenge. I would ask this, if Pitt Stadium, and Coach Wannstedt used to tell me this. This is a fascinating discussion. I didn't know we'd go here. But here we are. Russ, you can always count on Russ to bring it up. And this isn't a stadium conversation. Let me put it that way. I'm not gonna put my flag in the ground on that one or die on that hill. But was Pitt Stadium too big for Pitt? And this isn't an admission of failure. It's just being realistic. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll resume this conversation. And I want to talk about Pitt moving forward, bowl game. Lot to look forward to, lot to be excited about. We'll dive into that next on Panthers Insider on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, Joel, this show today has escalated quickly. We went from talking about folks and their opinions of the success of the 2025 team, with largely, I think, people are encouraged with the progress, understand the need for improvement, and look back at those two games in September with some disgust, and I echo those sentiments. But we've transitioned into talking about attendance, alumni support, which is all a part of it. And I will say this before we take three calls we have lined up. You know, it's often a chicken and egg conversation, right? It's product. Sean said it's product based when he called in. That's true. But support, both financial and showing up to games and being there, having played at Pitt, it means more. It means a lot when there are fans in the stands. Games like that, I know Notre Dame, you're going to say, oh, Pitt didn't play great and it was a full stadium. Well, Notre Dame had something to do with that. But if you had a full stadium for Louisville, if you had a full stadium, you know, I'm just hypothetically, that's more, those are more dollars that can be used for the program. If indeed folks hadn't bought tickets prior, and those that buy tickets obviously showing up to the games and utilizing those tickets, even if you're out of town, you can transfer them. You can go to PittsburghPanthers.com. We can help you out. That is a part of the formula to winning, is creating a great game day environment for your fans to enjoy, to create new generations of fans, and for players to feel like, man, we got a bunch of people behind us. And don't get me wrong, the tried and true, the loyal ones, I appreciate you more than you know. Let's go to Scott and Jeanette. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great, man. Thanks for the call.
Sure. Hey, I think, you know, I've been a Pitt fan since I was a very young man. I remember finally walking up Cardiac Hill with my dad to watch Panthers with Hugh Greene and in those days. But I think the expectation as a Pitt fan, we need to realize, you know, the ceiling is probably going to be an 8 or 9 win season, and you may occasionally catch lightning in a bottle and get to 10 or 11 wins, maybe an outside shot at getting a playoff berth. But I think even a playoff berth is only going to be attainable if they expand again with the playoffs to go to similar something you see in like a Division III football. But I think part of the biggest problem with Pitt, as a fan watching, and I watched a lot of games on TV, I've seen some in person, they make some of the absolute stupidest, undisciplined plays. And I think if you see coaches like Saban, Kirby Smart, Freeman, the better teams don't do that. And that seems to have become a staple of a Narduzzi coach team. Even Cignetti. I just watched an interview last night that Cignetti did. And, you know, I played football at IUP. My son played football at IUP. Cignetti obviously was an IUP. He had a lot to do with changing that culture up there. Yep. And that was at a D2 level. But what he does, and one of the things he talked about was at one of his first games in Indiana, one of his players was on the sidelines having a conversation with fans. And he literally said he walked over, pulled his headset off, and told the guy, don't ever do it again or you won't be on this football team, to set a tone. And I just don't think there's a tone like that in Pittsburgh with Narduzzi. There's just too many boneheaded plays that take place that allow drives to be extended, that, you know, just that are, they're correctable mistakes, but they seem to happen every week. And then the final thing, I am going to put a plug in about a stadium, I'm sorry, but...
Oh, baby.
What, well, no, all I wanted to say was, I had this conversation with people. If you watched the Tulane game last night,
yeah,
a stadium similar to Tulane is what Pitt needs. That stadium has 30,000 seats. It can be expanded in the future to 40,000. It's not on a big footprint for property, and they sell out their stadium. And I think that gives, when you have recruits come in, and even if it's only 35,000 fans, but the place is packed, and the environment is good, that helps you in recruiting. When you go to Acrisure and there's 32,000 people in the stands and all you see is a sea of yellow empty seats, you got recruited, Pat. That's an issue.
Yeah, there's no question.
When you're comparing it to other universities. There's I'm going to stop and just listen to your response.
There's
Thanks.
No question. I appreciate the call, Scott. And it's been a challenge for many a coach and many a administrator, many a player at Pitt to overcome. There's a lot of redeeming qualities about the program. Obviously, there's been a lot of success and a lot of great players that have played there. But in order to get over the top, these are the kind of issues that you have to address that have nothing to do with X's and O's or blocking and tackling. Relative to the penalties, again, you know, I've had practice a lot. To say that discipline is not coached would be a fabrication. I think there's a fine line between certainly what are selfish penalties and what are effort penalties. And we saw some selfish penalities in that Miami game, back-to-back almost, and that cannot happen. and it will be addressed, needs to be addressed. Let's go to Bo in the car. Bo.
Hey, Pat. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
They should just blow up the South Side because that other guy on the other side of the wall can't control his players either. So, listen, it's all about the horses. You know, you got the horses, then you can make a bad call and they'll make it right. But about the stadium, you know, Pitt sold their soul to UPMC and the Rooneys.
Oh, I lost.
They needed another tenant down there. And Pitt absolutely should have a smaller stadium and have a reason or a cause for us to have a need to buy season tickets. It is too easy to go down and decide at the last minute whether you want to golf or whether you want to go watch the Panthers. And Pitt has had some of the amazing talent ever in college football. And there's such passion, but the numbers just aren't there. We're a city, a team in a city with a professional team, and across the nation, no college team that shares a stadium or a city with a college or professional team, rather, sells out. And that does affect recruiting and everything else.
I appreciate the call, Bo. Thanks for your input. Let's go to Mark in Burgettstown. Mark, good morning.
Hey, Pat, what's up? Larry's buddy. Larry and Vinny's buddy.
Babe, what's up, man? I should have known when I saw Burgettstown.
First of all, when our football season starts, the Pirates are still playing. You have Skeens pitching. You got 30,000 people over there,
right,
and we're playing the same day they are. So, you know, you got to pick and choose. Then the Penguins are starting. Then the next day the Steelers are playing. There's another 70,000 over there. So there's a big difference between Pitt and those pro teams. And the next thing, if you get a 35,000-seat stadium, doesn't make no sense at all because we probably average about 50,000 a game.
I appreciate the call, Mark.
You're not making no sense when you're getting a 35,000-seat stadium.
Well,
Bill, that doesn't mean you're bringing people in the stands.
Well, we could quibble about the numbers. I think I haven't thrown out 35,000. I appreciate the call, Mark. It's been others that have mentioned, I think, relative to Tulane. And let me be clear here, and I'm running out of time, and this is why I'm going to lobby here publicly for a two-hour show as we move forward. I hope Craig Riley hears that. I love Craig. This is more to do with generating, going back to my good friend Russ in Mount Lebanon, generating fan interest, fan support, attendance, and so forth. It has less to do, yes, you can argue a stadium's role in that. And that was the purpose of the conversation, not to get into a stadium discussion. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to not talk to Jim and Jefferson, who I love, and God bless him. His wife Vera passed away some time ago, and she's a huge Pitt fan, still hailing from above. Alan in the car, Don in North Huntington, appreciate you guys calling in, just running out of time here. You know, this is how I'm going to close, and I hope everyone that called in is still listening because, you know, I do have a vested interest and a role in how Pitt is attacking, factoring into the college football landscape, right? And a stadium conversation has always loomed, and it's been the dark cloud over everybody at Pitt. But as we sit here today, the most important thing, and this gets back to the conversation about this Pitt program moving forward, the most important thing, without question, to being competitive in college football is roster construction, talent acquisition, and retention. Period. End of story. I don't care if you play in a parking lot or, you know, at Moon High School or at Acrisure Stadium or at Pitt Stadium. The ability to aggregate resources both under the cap, right? We're seeing roster numbers out there now with these new coaches that are being hired, including Matt Campbell at Penn State, with promises of up to $25, $30 million of NIL money for football, right? Well, that doesn't fall within the $20 million, $20.5 million cap, right? How's that happening? It's illegal. No, it's not. No, it's not. And that is how, in my opinion, regardless of future discussions about stadium and hypothetical discussions, the most important thing we can do in this marketplace, if we want Pitt football to compete on a national level, is to invest in talent acquisition, retention, and player development. And the way you do that is you mobilize the region, local businesses, around legitimate third-party NIL, period. And I'm right in the middle of that. So that's a shameless plug for the work I'm doing. You want to get your football NIL up to $20 to $25 million so you can go toe-to-toe with the Indianas, the Texas Techs, the Penn States, the Ohio States. You know, are you going to go blow for blow or going to fight fire with fire? Probably not. But then it comes down to the deployment of those resources. So actively right now, obviously, the salary cap, revenue share cap has been set and will continue to move over time, likely on schedule and off schedule. But how we are able to create an ecosystem here in Pittsburgh that surrounds football, men's basketball, volleyball, sports that we want to be incredibly competitive. We want everyone to be competitive, but obviously we know football is the economic engine. It's what makes everything go. The degree to which we can be effective there will have a lot to do with what happens on fall Saturdays or Friday nights or whatever day you play on. And that, to me, that's the big ball right in front of you. That's the 6 inches in front of your face right now, is finding a way to be effective in that space. That's where my focus is. I know that's Alan Green's spoken about that, how critical it is. And everything else is important. But as a fan base, as a city, as a region, that's our charge. And that'll be what's helpful to Pat Narduzzi and his program as they look to fill and address the gaps that exist between the likes of Pitt and the likes of the Miamis and Notre Dames that we saw in late November. Been a banger of a show. Joel, thanks for the man in the ones and twos and taking the calls. I apologize to Alan and Don. Call me back next week. I might be live from Philly, I guess. So I'll be remote, but I'll take your call. And we'll look forward to resuming this discussion. Best of luck to the volleyball girls tonight. Big one against Michigan. Survive in advance. We'll look forward to seeing them next weekend. And stay warm out there. I'm going to be putting Christmas lights up today, so say a prayer for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.